Today's podcast is brought to you by the Diamond XL earrings from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You can get a pair of stunning 1-carat diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Go to DiamondXLEXCEL.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
For good over evil, for sharing meals, for celebrating no firecrackers tonight.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No, I'm serious. I was thinking about that, you know.
No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, Husker do's, Husker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips and dazers. With or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Doug knows. Look, here's the deal.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I was trying to impress a person on a date.
What's your position?
Lying.
My whole life is a lie.
I was literally trying. Okay. I'm not even a scientist by background. You know
that
I came from a consulting firm that does business.
Just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it.
This is the people's house, for real. Jill and I are very temporary residents.
Get out! Get out of this house!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
More sad news from the terrible incident where the mother allegedly murdered her two children. The third child, the infant, the 7-month-old infant, who was taken to a Boston hospital, has died this afternoon, the third Clancy child. It's just such a terrible, terrible, shocking incident. I mean, murders always, are shocking. But when a mother kills her now three children, it's just, it's unthinkable. I haven't talked about it because I don't want to depress everybody, but because it depresses me to even think about it, but I'm passing on that word. So, what can we say? Except pray for their souls, everyone's souls. All right, 844-500-4242. Project Veritas has done a lot of great stuff over the years, but I think this thing with the Pfizer executive. This is probably I think it's the biggest bombshell they've ever had. The Planned Parenthood, where they're talking about selling body parts from harvested, quote unquote, fetuses. That was appalling. But were you really shocked? No, I don't. I certainly wasn't. I could have figured out that's what they were doing. But the fact that someone that works at Pfizer, and I don't know, what this really means. The guy's his name is Jordan Tristan Walker, and he's described as Director of Research and Development at Pfizer. I don't know, how many directors of research and development there are, but he seemed like he was fairly intelligent and that he knew what he was talking about. But he said that they're mutating the virus to produce future vaccines so they can make more money. I mean, that's pretty shocking. He's admitting basically that that's gain of function research. He called it something else, but it's gain of function research, which is what they were doing in Wuhan at the lab. And he conceded, which nobody has ever. I mean, they tacitly admit that that it escaped from the lab, the original COVID-19 vaccine, but he's acknowledging it openly, and he is an executive of the company. It's pretty amazing, and I guess he's gay, and the Project Veritas sent out this guy, and so it was a date, quote unquote, and he was trying to impress his date by doing what dates do when they're trying to impress someone they want to get somewhere else. And he was trying to impress him. And, I don't know. I mean, talking about infecting monkeys, it's kind of kinky, that sounded to me. But But I guess I'm from an older generation, and I have different attractions. But it's just I would play some of the cuts, but they're hard to understand on TV, let alone on the radio, when they're just kind of talking over food and drinks, and you hear all the cutlery in the background, and they're not that far from the kitchen, and people are moving around. But the aftermath, when James O'Keefe, the head of Project Veritas, arrives in the restaurant and confronts this guy, and basically says, "You're busted." This is like one of those things where they bust the perv, Only this is like bigger. This guy's got a big job, and it's over. I mean, he's done for. He remembers what he said, and it's fascinating TV. The whole thing runs like 10 minutes, and we're not gonna play all that. And he freaks out, and he's demanding that they lock the door and don't let these people out and call the cops. And James O'Keefe says, "We're asking you questions. That's not against the law." And the manager of the restaurant wants to just get him out, and he's saying, "Don't let him out. Don't let him out." And then he accuses. I guess this was predictable. He's black, this guy, Jordan Tristan Walker. He accuses him of racism. Of course he does.
What happened to BLM? Are you with that movement?
Yo Pesci could not be. I think Yo Pesci would have handled it a little better. I don't know how he would have handled it, but it would have been better than this guy. It's being called directed evolution. That's what he was calling gain of function research. Thank you for pointing out that phrase. I'd forgotten what the phrase is. Directed evolution. So here this is when he's confronted when O'Keefe confronts him, and I mean the guy's totally lost his mind, because he at one point he grabs the tablet or whatever O'Keefe or one of his guys that's taping it has, and he tries to throw it down like he's gonna destroy all the evidence. I'm one of the world's worst internet guys, and I know that it's up in the cloud somewhere, man. You're busted. Just throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Let's see, it's over. But he thought he had a hot date, and now I don't know what's going to happen to him now. Cut 15.
Hey there, is this seat taken?
What?
Hi. You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? What is happening here?
Why?
What is going on here? This is absurd.
Why does Pfizer want to hide from the public that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Oh my God.
You're on video. You're on video.
Pfizer ultimately is thinking about
mutating the COVID virus.
What is going on here? I need to call the police right now. This is.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either. This is ridiculous.
So you're on video. I'm a journalist.
Bro, first of all, I'm literally a liar.
He's on video.
Whoa.
You're saying we're exploring how the virus keeps mutating.
Yes,
one of the things we're exploring
right
is, why don't we mutate the virus?
I don't know what's happening, but I really need the cops here right now.
So
what is this?
Please do. Please do call the police. Please do call the police. Please do.
I always used to say, never say anything, anytime, anywhere that you wouldn't want to see on the front page of the newspaper. Now I guess you could update that. Never say anything you don't want to see on a Project Veritas video on YouTube to be picked up by Fox, Newsmax, One America News. Has this been running? By the way, has this been running on CNN or MSNBC? I rather doubt it. 844-500-4242. What do you? They make a lot of money off of Pfizer ads, don't they? Get that fifth jab. Pay no attention to those headlines about all the athletes around the world dropping dead at the age of 22 to 35. Don't worry about that. Get the jab. It's good for our next quarter profits. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, I got a couple of quick comment questions for the great Howie Carr of doctorate fame. Is this what happens when you hire people by checking a box? I think so.
He didn't seem like a particularly inarticulate or not intelligent person, though, did he? He seemed like he knew what he was talking about.
Well, he knew what he was talking about, but you need to voir dire people beyond their expertise when you're in highly classified situations. He certainly fit a category of what they like to check off of their social equity. Now, right or wrong, I wonder if that was the only qualifications, because he certainly didn't exercise executive intelligence by
Old days, Zebra, you know, like back in during the Cold War, they used to remove gays from any kind of security positions because they thought they were susceptible to blackmail and they were likely to make really poor personal decisions. And I mean, this guy made a really poor personal decision, but I mean, he could have done this. They could have sent a honeypot female after him if he were heterosexual, and the same thing would have happened, wouldn't it?
True, but that's really not my point. I think it was okay that he is of his own personal persuasion. I got no problem with that. Like Goldwater says, I don't care if you are straight as long as you can shoot straight. You know, I don't care who's in the foxhole next to me as long as he stands his ground and covers his field of fire. But my point is that if you only go to the checkbox, you might have a problem making sure you got the other qualifications, was to keep your mouth shut.
You can't underestimate the insanity of the woke brigade, you know? No, I don't think so. I think you're going a little too far there, Zebra. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. As Marilyn said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. When your wife tells you she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, she is lying. Get her a pair of diamond alternative earrings for only $79. Grace and the mailroom manager love them. They will both tell you that the quality is amazing.
And Howie, not just me, but also I bought a pair of these for my mom. It was, I think, a Mother's Day ago, and she actually called me and she said she was so happy she had them because she lost one. And she said, if those had been real diamond studs, I would have been in a panic. And then she ended up finding it, which was great. But she said, this is exactly why I never bought diamond studs. It's too nerve-wracking. But these are a way to have that glamour without so much of the stress.
Right. I don't see why anyone would. When you got, diamonds, diamond substitutes that look like this, why would you even buy a diamond? A regular diamond. A regular diamond has 58 faucets, but the diamond XL earrings have 106 XL. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. They've been in business for 54 years and have over 8 million satisfied customers. You have a choice between silver or gold vermeil, and they come in a beautiful black velvet gift box. These always sell out, and there is limited supply. Men, be the star this Valentine's Day and surprise her with a pair. And ladies, get the pair you've always wanted. This offer is only good for this week and while supplies last. These always sell out, so go early to DiamondXL.com. and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondXL.com, EXCEL, DiamondXL.com, code Howie Diamond. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows, I wear their slippers, I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is... did the San Francisco 911 operator adequately handle Paul Pelosi's call? Yes, no, or okay, but could have done better.
I'm voting yes.
35% each say yes or no, and 30% say okay, but could have done better.
Oh, that's a good poll question, then, if it's got basically tied three ways. All right, 844-500-4242. And by the way, there's more breaking news here this afternoon from the world of entertainment. Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes, these are the two people that were having a scandalous affair at Good Morning America. They are out, the New York Post is reporting. It's actually they're on their way out. That's what the headline says. They're out. The copy actually says they're on their way out. A source with knowledge of the talks taking place this week. So this is mediation, but eventually we're told the journalists have not yet signed on the dotted line, but an exit agreement is in the works and will happen imminently. Sources close to ABC also told TMZ. This is the New York Post. Friday that after an extremely contentious mediation, the station and its anchors have decided to cut ties. You can't fire me, I quit. That's what that means. All right, 844-500-4242. So this is this guy Jordan Tristan Walker. This is how he's trying to get out of what he has just said, and it's been
recorded. I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
You know, so somewhere, Taylor, Joe Pesci is—he's in a lockup waiting his sentencing in a couple of weeks. But he's going, man, I never would have done something that dumb. At least when I was doing something that dumb, I was trying to—you know—I knew I was on camera.
You think he's giving lessons in jail on how to deal with police interactions? How to start up your own comedy channel?
Yeah, I love the line when I did a column on it. We've talked about this guy Joe Pesci. His name's Johnson, and he's coming up for sentencing. He's a bad guy, and he's a thug, and he's a fentanyl dealer. He worked for Fats Caruso. He was Fats Caruso's lieutenant. But you know, the U.S. attorney in the sentencing memorandum said, you know, just because you make really funny social media videos doesn't mean you get to do this kind of stuff. I mean, that's not exactly a quote, but that sums it up. And that's the way it is. I mean, the guy is hilarious. Let me put it this way. Joe Pesci is a lot funnier than Jordan Tristan Walker. So this is his excuse. Cut 18.
You want me to leave? I want the police to come here and see all of you people. Because this is insane.
Can I ask you about this video?
Insane.
Please.
You can tell them about how he's lying to a press.
Here, just is it true what you said?
What is this? No. I literally was on a third date with a guy, and like normal men, you lie to impress a date.
Mutating viruses? Do you not work for Pfizer?
This guy. I thought he was a date.
Sir, do you not work for Pfizer? Do you work for...
I was a contractor. What the...
Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no? Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no?
What are you talking about here? Please, I want the cops to be here.
So you don't work for Pfizer?
You can't do this to people.
He doesn't want me to leave, ma'am.
Like a normal person trying to impress a date. Talking about mutating the COVID-19 virus by infecting monkeys with it. You got a lot of explaining to do, Jordan. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Must be Friday afternoon, the way the news is coming out. Another story from the New York Post. Cuomo staffers, meaning Andrew Cuomo, not Chris. The extinguished host of News Nation getting 50,000 viewers a night. Pitiful. Cuomo staffers, Andrew Cuomo staffers, this was when he was governor, worked on $5 million COVID book deal as 1,000 New Yorkers died each day. This is according to a new report. I mean, again, this is, again, not surprising stuff, but it's good to see it out there. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo had top administration staffers working on his self-aggrandizing $5.1 million COVID-19 memoir at the height of the pandemic as New York was losing as many as 1,000 residents a day to the virus, a bombshell new report alleges. This is Bill Hammond, wrote the report released Friday by the Empire Center for Public Policy. The records reveal that his government staff were already working on the book during the deadliest phase of New York's COVID outbreak, months earlier than previously known. So he got a new batch of emails, apparently, this guy Hammond. And he says this gives the state government fresh reason to reopen a probe of Cuomo's use of government resources to prepare the book. By the way, in case you've forgotten the title of the book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. I haven't looked on any used book sites to see how it's doing, but I think they withdraw the book from the market? I think they did when it became clear that he was using state resources while people were dying. They've never gotten to the bottom, too, that he ordered the doctors that worked for him, the public health officials in the state of New York, to personally go to the homes of some big media moguls, not to mention politicians, to give them the first COVID vaccines. Remember that? Well, we've never gotten the names of those media moguls, those scribes, have we? We don't even know what networks, what newspapers they work for, although we have our suspicions, don't we? It's kind of like we've never found out who the Democrats and Fusion GPS was paying journalists before the 2016 elections to run with the Steele dossier, which was paid for by Hillary Clinton. There were four journalists that were paid money, cash. We've never found out who they were. I wonder why. 844-500-4242. So has Jordan Tristan Walker's mother commented on what she thinks of her son?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah, I think so. By the way, he doesn't get comments on the hyphen because he doesn't have a hyphenated last name. He just has the traditional three names. Jordan Tristan Walker. After the Project Veritas people left, they were pushing one another. Jordan and one of the camera guys they were pushing each other after he threw the iPad down onto the floor, and then they left. And Jordan thought that they were in a white SUV, and that they were escaping. And he went in front of the SUV and tried to stop it, and then opened the door. And it wasn't the right SUV. I don't know. Will we ever see him again? John from New York, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to give you an update. We're seeing a little bounce, obviously, in the financial markets. People are begging for the Fed to raise rates, but there was some news that didn't make the market. The other day, they released the updated jobs number for the second quarter, so, April to June. They originally reported that jobs grew by like a million. The new revised number is minus 287,000. So for that,
that's quite a revision. So they were off by 1.3 million jobs?
Yeah. When these numbers come out, they're samples, the markets sort of run with them. But it's not really a surprise because, the companies are announcing layoffs. But again, that's only for the second quarter. Now we're still catching up on the third and fourth quarter. So, the job growth is pretty much going to come to a halt probably by the
Look at all the layoffs that are going on, in Silicon Valley and on Wall Street. Bed Bath & Beyond is is gone, basically. I mean, this is not good news. How can the market be going up?
Again, they're begging for what they call a pivot, which means they'll lower rates, and then assets will get bid up because assets, right, are a function of interest rates, lower interest rates, higher prices. But I'll tell you how bad it is. There's a company called Monroe Muffler. They're a big, like a Pep Boys. So they were on their conference call yesterday, and this is where you really get information. They reported a lot of people are coming in, and they're deferring maintenance on their cars because they don't have the money to get the repairs done.
Oh, boy.
When you hear stories like that, and then you see the stock market rallying, you know, it's kind of crazy. But some of this is just money being put to work from last year. Some of it's hedge funds that were short the market, betting against it. But they're all begging for the Fed to lower rates. I have news for them. They're not going to lower rates next week because the inflation numbers are being, they're being suppressed downward. So
they're being massaged, too, just like those employment numbers. It's funny how that works when there's a Democrat president. They're always adjusting the numbers, in revising them downward from what they were when they got the big headlines. I'm looking at a story from Fox Business today. GDP report reveals ominous Great Depression warning sign not seen since 1932. And they said residential investment fell off a cliff, dropping 26.7%. Consumers unable to afford the combination of high home prices, high interest rates, and falling real incomes. And then it says also the precipitous drop in real disposable income, which fell over $1 trillion in 2022. For context, this is the second largest percentage drop in real disposable income ever, only behind 1932, the worst year of the Great Depression. That's pretty bad news, isn't it?
And in fact, in the GDP report that came out yesterday, you know, the headline was 2.9% increase. But what we typically look at is real final sales. That is what people are buying. And that was only up 0.2%, not 2.9 like the whole number.
Right.
So the number was basically car companies were rebuilding inventories because they haven't had chips and that sort of stuff. But the real numbers are if you can't afford, you know, you're going to Monroe Muffler and you can't afford to get your car fixed, it's going to be hard to see how things are going to improve. The only positive we've had in the last month is oil's come down. But speaking of the CPI, I just want to let you know, since December 15th or so, the middle of December, gasoline prices are up about 25%.
I've noticed.
CPI's going forward.
Everybody's noticed.
Going forward aren't going to have that.
Yeah. How much pain is the consumer feeling? I'm reading now from this Fox Business story today. The average family has lost about $6,000 in annual purchasing power under Biden because prices have risen so much faster than wages. Higher interest rates have increased annual borrowing costs by $1,400, so that the average family has effectively lost $7,400 in their annual budget. Someone trying to buy a median-priced home today will have a monthly mortgage payment that is 80% higher than when Biden took office. That means spending an extra $9,500 a year for the same house. To keep up with inflation, consumers are depleting their savings and burning through the stimulus checks they received during 2020 and 2021. Credit card debt continues growing while savings plummeted $1.6 trillion last year, falling below 2009 levels. Oddly, Brandon didn't mention any of this in his speech yesterday to the union members in Virginia, John.
No, Howie, it's bad. I'll tell you, I have one more just a quick point for you to tell you how bad it is. We were having chicken the other night, and we used shake and bake. So my wife opened the box, and she said, "Where's the bag?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "The bag I make the chicken in." They took the bag out of the shake and bake. There's no bag. Something's coming off the top, you know?
I know. I think actually a couple of people have mentioned that in the past, in the last month or so on Let's Go Brandon. The missing bag and shake and bake. Thanks for the call, John. I appreciate it. Max, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Max.
Oh, hi, yeah. Howie, I just wanted to talk about that Tristan Walker guy.
Yeah.
You got to listen to the first video with the date, because that's when he explains that it's good for profits
right,
and not good for Americans. It has nothing to do with mice, so don't let him hoodwink you and think there was an experiment on mice.
No, I saw it. We haven't played any of the cuts from the, you know, when he's talking about the mice, because it's just, it's really hard to understand. I mean, it's hard enough to understand what he's saying when he's confronted by O'Keefe. But, yeah, no, I know. It's pretty clear what he's talking about. And, you know, the thing is, he's smiling and smirking when he's saying this stuff. Good for Pfizer, not good for America. You know, it's really disturbing. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, did you see in that video of that guy Walker talk about that with that smirk on his face? I just lost a good friend of mine from high school from a reaction to the vaccine. And the nerve of him to be talking about creating new variants, creating new vaccines. I tell you, this is the kind of stuff that was at the Nuremberg trials. This is the kind of stuff that the Chinese, the Japanese did on the Chinese and experiment day. This is biological warfare, and they're laughing. I think how serious this is. Millions of people have died.
Yeah, no, it's very disturbing what he said. And somebody's saying, why, you know, the Republicans, once again, this stuff comes out and the Republicans aren't doing anything about it. Well, some of the Republicans in Congress that run these committees in the House have demanded explanations from Pfizer. But, you know, Pfizer has got protection from the Democrat Party. They've got protection from a lot of the mainstream media like MSNBC and CNN that I don't believe are reporting this news at all, because they're getting a lot of money from Pfizer for the ads. And, you know, and don't blame me if on some of my streams Pfizer is running ads, because I don't control a lot of the advertising that goes on my show. And, you know, it's not up to the Republicans by themselves, a handful of Republican congressmen, even if they're committee chairmen, they can't get to the bottom of this. Everybody has got to be involved in this. And, you know, do you think the Brandon administration is concerned about this? They're not concerned about Chinese slave labor. They're not concerned about Chinese manufacturing fentanyl and sending it over here to kill 100,000 plus Americans every year. They're pay to play, cash and carry, and they're gonna get away with this for, you know, until the American people wake up, if they ever wake up. 844-500-4242 844-500-4242. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally may be over. You just heard John and I going over all the bad economic news that's out there, and it's only getting worse. All of these are reasons for you to protect your assets even more stridently than you have been in the past. In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. There's a headline in the Wall Street Journal today, the price of gold is going up. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
You know, my mottos here on the Howie Carr Show, I learned them many years ago in local TV news in Boston. When the news breaks, we fix it. If it's news to you, it's news to us. And so we would like to just have a clarification from yesterday. We said that Brandon only called the congressman from Virginia Doug. His name is Don Beyer. We said he only called him Doug twice. He actually called him Doug five times. So let's go through it. Cut 10.
Please take a seat if you have one. I said that, thank you very much. I said that when I was seeking the nomination, I said, take a seat, everybody. And there wasn't a single chair in the place. I said, that Biden really is stupid. He doesn't know it. Where's Doug? Congressman. He's around here somewhere.
Keep looking for him, Brandon. Cut 11.
Oh, there you are. Doug, thanks for the passport into town. Doug and I have something in common. We both married way above our station.
That's one of those are two of his standard lines. Thanks for the passport into town. We married high above our stations. Keep going. What's his name?
I've been saying this during the last campaign, the off-year campaign. Doug knows. Look, here's the deal.
Got 13.
Doug, I think you might have been with me when I invited the chairman of the board of the three major automobile companies in America.
And by the way, you said not a joke, or I'm not joking, nine times. We don't have time. We don't have time for not a joke. But not a joke. Not a joke. So last night he leaves Virginia. He's in front of the union members. He goes back to the White House, and he has a group of Asian Pacific Islanders, Chinese, et cetera, for the Chinese Lunar New Year. And, of course, there have been these horrible incidents, these shootings in California involving mainly Asian American groups. And so here he is making a really inappropriate comment. Cut 3.
For good over evil, for sharing meals, for celebrating no firecrackers tonight. No, I'm serious. I was thinking about that, you know. If things hadn't been like they've been the last couple of years, we should have fireworks outside.
Again, as I said earlier, imagine if Trump had said that. Cut 2.
But I looked up the following. You know what percentage of AA and Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders is in this administration? 13.7%.
He doesn't know how to, you know, he doesn't know how to say the acronym. But and what specific ethnic groups are we talking about? Cut 5.
You know, for many of you, this is the year of the rabbit. And for others, like the Vietnamese community, it's the year of the cat.
The Vietnamese, Vietnamese.
We actually got Jill and Joe on a hot mic making fun of the event.
Oh, check out this uptight Asian guy. Look at that. I work really hard because I'm no fun.
Bwong!
Is Joe allowed to dance, Dr. Jill? Cut 9.
Yeah, no, you're going to come up with it. No, but I would love that costume. Come on up, Joe. No, you're not going to dance.